time now for Watch Your Eyes, a weekly program series to educate families on proper eye care, brought to you by Oliver Eye Associates in Rock Hill, providing optometric services and vision care products since 1963.
With us today, Dr. David Oliver, and one of the things, David, I'm sure that you hear an awful lot about from your patients is a thing called floaters. All of a sudden, they can't get that clear field of vision. They have something floating around in there.
That's correct. We have two basic kind of floaters, one we worry about and one we all get. The one we all tend to get are called vitreous floaters, where the gel-like substance in the body of the eye starts to deteriorate, can do it at a very young age, doesn't have to be age-related, and it forms these pockets of fluid. The pockets collapse and form these little strands, dots, amoeba, things like that, that when they cross by your pupil and the light hits it, casts a shadow and you see them. And they're fleeting, they go by, and then your brain learns to weed them out. The other floater comes from when the retina actually tears, pokes a hole in it, detachment, or just a flap tear. And it tends to be in the same area. It doesn't float all around your vision. And you usually get the flashes of lights in your peripheral vision that happen right before that.
So for the simple one, the vitreous floater, is there any real cure for that?
No, there's not a cure for that because it's not a disease. It's more of how big it is. There are some surgeons out there that if they are big enough to block your vision to about the 2100 level, they can zap them with lasers, which take one big problem and make multiple mini small problems. The other is called a vitrectomy, which takes a surgeon to suck out the vitreous out of the eye and replace it with an air bubble. And then that takes time for the air bubble to switch over to liquid. So sometimes you're kind of at home for a couple of weeks with your face down.
Bottom line is, if you get a vitreous floater, just learn to live with it.
As long as it's a vitreous floater. If you get the flashes of light and stationary floater, that's a bigger problem.
Dr. David Oliver, thank you.
Thank you.
Join us next week for Watch Your Eyes, brought to you by Oliver Eye Associates on Wilson Street in Rock Hill. We believe life is all about your vision.